Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
13 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We spoke last year. Despite the superstition of it, we decided to speak again this year with David Hellman, staff writer for DallasCowboys.com. Morning, David.
Hey, Tommy. What's going on, man?
Well, now you, I can say where you at, because you lived here and you know what that means, right?
That's right. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a nice little bit of local flavor. Thank you.
Tell me about the Cowboys this year.
About as good a start as you could hope for, obviously. I mean, the record's 3-0. Dak Prescott, you know, he's played well throughout his career, but he certainly seems to be taking it to another level. He's got 9 touchdown passes through 3 games. The one thing is they haven't really played anybody that you would consider a threat to make the playoffs. They beat New York, Washington, and Miami. Three teams that are looking like they're going to be at the top of the draft order. So, Drew Brees or no Drew Brees, this is definitely going to be their biggest test of the season at this point.
I think anybody that plays Miami this year, they ought to just make it a bye for that team and count it as a W.
Yeah, just don't count that one in the standings, yeah.
Because nobody cares, David. The team doesn't care. The ownership doesn't care. The people at the network don't care. The people in the stands, what few there are, they don't care. So why are we doing this?
Hey, the Cowboys beat the Dolphins 31-6, and the reaction among the Cowboys fan base was that they didn't play very well. So I think that tells you all you need to know about.
You know, you're right. If you look at the Dolphins' first games, first two games, the offense did underperform for Dallas. Tell me about Amari Cooper, because when you watch the tape of last year's game, man, he was targeted 9 times, caught all 9 of them.
Yeah, he's a stud. There's not really a better way to put it. The Cowboys traded a first-round pick for him at the halfway point of last season and caught a lot of criticism for it, but I think most people have backed off on that at this point. He's off to probably the best start of his entire career. This is the first time he's ever had touchdowns in 3 games in a row. I'm curious to see how this matchup goes because the Cowboys' number 2 receiver, Michael Gallup, is out with a knee injury. He's another guy that was off to a fantastic start. So I know the Saints have had their struggles in the secondary. I wonder how this matchup is going to look with Cooper and Marshawn Lattimore, especially since Gallup won't be on the other side.
Didn't look so good last year, not for us at least. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Amari Cooper. Is he nicked up? Is he hurt? Is he playing injured? Because, man, I wouldn't mind if he missed the game. No disrespect to Amari, and I don't want to wish anything bad on anybody. 6:50, 10 till 7. You got any questions for David Hellman, staff writer for DallasCowboys.com? Text him in at 870-870. Traffic now on WWL. 6:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Going to be hot today, highs of 93. And virtually no chance for showers. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion, will the Saints beat the Cowboys? About 80% of us are very optimistic, 20% not so much. We're talking to David Hellman, staff writer for DallasCowboys.com. Are you originally from here, David, or you just spent some time here?
I am, yeah.
Let me give you the true test. Where'd you go to school?
Jesuit High.
There you go, all right. As long as you answered high school. For people that are wondering, Sean, the Dallas Cowboys lead all-time record against the Saints or all-time series 17-12. But Sean Payton actually is 5-3. And that's what it is, 5-3, I think. In terms of Dallas and the Cowboys, what – I hate to use the word frightened, but what concerns them mostly about the Saints and coming to the Dome this weekend?
Well, a couple things. I mean, you know, all you have to do is turn on the highlight package from the Seattle game to see what should scare the Cowboys. I mean, Alvin Kamara, I seriously don't know if I've ever seen a non-quarterback put his team on his back the way Kamara did in that game. I mean, it was incredible to watch. Obviously, you know, covering another team, you don't get to see it live, but I just watched that game back like, surely somebody's going to tackle this guy at some point. You know, sure enough, the Cowboys' defense has had its struggles with tackling to this point in the season. I don't think it's as bad as Cowboys fans want to make it out to be. I think it's a product of expectations. But I'm curious to see how they handle a guy like that because, again, the teams they've been playing haven't been all that good. I think this is easily the most talented roster and the most talented running back they're going against at this point. I'll be curious to see how they do with it. And then, actually, I mean, you know, I don't need to hype up the Superdome. Everybody that lives there knows what it's like for a big game. I actually looked this up. The Cowboys are only 3-7 in the Dome all time, which, you know, given the Saints' struggles before Sean Payton, I was kind of surprised to hear that. But, you know, even in some of the Saints' lean years, they still managed to find ways to beat Dallas at home. So nobody supporting the Cowboys should be taking this one for granted.
I don't know how old you are, David, but I know the old-timers will tell you that there was a game in Tulane Stadium or something with Don Meredith where they held up the game with booing for like 18 or 17 minutes, something along those lines. How do you see the game playing out?
You know, I think it's an evenly contested game. I think, you know, best home field advantage in the NFL for my money. In a game that's this tight in terms of roster talent, I do think the better quarterback usually makes the difference, which is ironic because the Cowboys beat Drew Brees last year. But the way that the Cowboys offense has been clicking this season, I think it ultimately makes the difference. I think the Cowboys should be able to get touchdowns in the red zone. I think they can force Teddy Bridgewater to settle for field goals. I do think it's going to be very dramatic because it usually is when these teams play. But I think I've got the Cowboys by a score of like 27-23.
Hi, David. Thank you. I hope you're wrong.
I hear you. And you know, don't hate me too much for going against the local team. It's business.
Yeah, exactly. It's business. It's not personal. Jordan tells me also you're a West Banker.
That's true. Algiers, what's up?
Algiers, there you go. Representing. Thank you, David.
All right, man.
Hey, wait. I got to ask now. What part of Algiers?
Back in Old Aurora by the canal.
Gotcha. Thank you, man. David Hellman, staff writer for DallasCowboys.com. Hi to David's parents if they're listening right now.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.